Cam FM 97.2. May bumps.
M2.
They're off, yes. We've got some rowing action started. And we have first boat, yes, Christ's M1 making strong ground towards first post corner. They're coming in fairly open line, though. Plenty of clearance between their blades and the bank, not running risk. The Queen's women's boat earlier caught the bank and lost the chance of a bump as a result. Behind them, Fitz have certainly not closed down Christ. If anything, they're being closed down by LMBC. But Fitz looking very strong through the first post corner. They'll want to stay out of the way of LMBC and two behind them. They're also looking very good. A lot of splash in their oars there. Behind them, finishing all M1, thankfully float, so maybe two lengths to John's, but behind them, Hughes Hall have floated down, and they are coming through all these cool fishing. Very nice. And behind them, though, we have some action now, Wolfsburg on Homerton. There is a canvas team, maybe overlap. Homerton coming, coming through inside on first base corner. This bump looks imminent. It's going to happen any second now. And there's no concession just yet, and the gear clock has conceded. That is a bump between Wolfson and bumping up on Homerton, so Wolfson have their blade. Next boat's through, St Ed's. So there's a huge gap that opened up there, and then Keys behind them rowing through about on station. So Wolfson,
Jack.
Wolfson on Homerton. Jack, what can you see?
Thanks very much. I've just got the top boat coming through Grassy Corner now. Christ M1, they look really good for a row over at the top of this division. They'll remain the sandwich boat in M1. But for Lady Margaret M2, who are chasing Fitz at the moment, they have floated down to about half a boat length coming around. Grassy is just behind them. They've got overlap here on Trinity Hall. M1, that's going to be a problem for long. The clock keeps looking behind. It's going to be a concession any moment now. The bouncer is level with the back as they come into the front. No concession. There's going to be contact before long. Tim, we'll throw back to you quickly.
So Downing looking very confident, closing down on Corpus M1. Downing M2, they're rowing very calmly, and they look like they're going to get a bump any moment. But behind that, first and third have been bumped by Claire M2. I think that gives Claire M2 blades this week. But first and third have been bumped there. And behind that now we have Pembroke. And it looks, Sydney Sussex and Queens are all still rowing. Plenty of water in that. But look at Jack, is there anything happening between Downing and Corpus?
Can't see Downing and Corpus just quite yet, but that Hughes Hall M1, they're still overlap with Trinity Hall M1, and there is the concession there, finally. Managed to hold us for half of the flower reach. Hughes Hall M1 have caught Trinity Hall M1, and then after that, I have got St Edmunds, Keys, and then Jesus. I've got Darwin coming up as well. Darwin, look, about half a boat length away from Corpus. Corpus, look, even less than that, probably about a quarter of a boat length away from Downing at the moment. Downing closing fast on Corpus as they come into the Flower Reach. The Flower Reach looking up from Grassy is a splendid view at the moment. We've got boats rowing past the bow. If you're there at the moment, you are going to see so many boats coming past you. It's Downing close in again on Corpus, closing down. They're going within a quarter of a boat length now. I'll just follow this one. Rahul, can you see this on the reach yet?
I can't. Fitzwilliam, it's a beautiful sight with the red blazers of the John's crew right in behind them, but Fitz all in white, they're desperate, struggling, here, it's gone, that's concession, LMBC all over Fitzwilliam College, and they're going to have to tuck in just at the top of the long reach. Back to you, Jack.
Thanks very much. Yeah, in the middle of this division, currently on the Flower Reach, there's five boats. It's Eddie, Key, Jesus, Darwin, Corpus and Downing, six boats. In fact, they're all really close together. They're no more than about a boat length apart from each other as they go around different corner and into that really long, long reach. Then you've got Pembroke, Sydney and Queens behind that. But it's the middle of this division where it's going to be getting really, really interesting here. Downing, they're closing on Corpus. Corpus, they're closing on Darwin. Darwin are closing on Jesus. Keys, Jesus closing on Keys. And Keys are closing on Eddie. What on earth going on in the long reach? Let's go back to Rahul.
Right, so St Eddie's just making their way into vision there. St Edmure just got the top of the division price and won. That's a row over for certain. You're right, Jack, I'm very far away, but it looks so, so tight down there between Ed, Keith and Jesus. Jesus now, it looks like they're the ones, if any, who are going to get this spot. They're powering on top of Keith. M2 is right in front of the Keith fans, so they'll be giving their boat a real push. Behind them, it looks like there's another real battle going on. That's possibly Darwin and Corpus. Shouts all over the place. Blade still going beautifully to get it. It's a really good road from all these crews. None of them wants to give an if. Crews pulling over. That's Darwin. Darwin has been bumped, or have they bumped? I can't quite tell of that. No, they've been bumped. They've been bumped by Corpus, and that means that Koenig are rowing through past them. The battle now that we want to keep our eyes on is this Jesus M2 battle with Keys M2. They look like it's down to maybe off. If that, they're both really trying hard here. Jesus looking marginally more together as they come down the reef. The bank party here at St. Ed, they know they've got their row over. But it's now here with Keys. This one's going to be a chase down the reef. See if they can hold them off. It's within half a length. It's within less than that. It's maybe a quarter. I'm going to try and get ahead of these bank parties so I can get you down the reef. Okay, here we go. It's half a length. In fact, it's now about a quarter. They're really pushing. They've reeled them in down the long beach. But this boat is not going to give up. Keys with that characteristic long course strength, and they're really making it show. But they can't. The foul ball's edging it. It's now within 6 feet. You can hear those whistles. Every stroke you're moving, boys. That's the shout. And indeed they are. It's about 4 foot now. They're moving wide. They think they're going to try and knock the back of this boat. The foul ball now. It looks like it's about to draw level. But they've got a bit wide. It's Keys now who really are hoping they can push this one through under the bridge. The man with a camera, he wants to catch this one. It looks like they've moved apart, but now there's overlap. It's going to be about the cornering of the cops here. Can the cops make this Keys boat eke out those extra inches round the corner? It's Jesus with the inside line on the corner. They're going to take them under the bridge. Surely they've got the line for it. It's going to be here. They're all over them. Blades, they're nudging the back here. Their blades are about to clash. Lots of bells. Jesus, Blade, is it on? Back of the cock, yes, it's not. Cock's got the inside lock. The Keys cock's got to get it here. Surely, this blade's going to clatter, and there goes the hand, right under the bridge. It's a huge row from that Jesus crew. Listen to the noise. That's them. That's their fans, right in front of the base, down here, that are marshalling up to go back down the river. But that is an absolutely amazing row, all the way down the reach, under the bridge. Now it's Downing who pushed through for their row home. They've been told to push wide. They don't need to worry, that's not going to obscure their line. They've got a lot of water till Pembroke. Pembroke's still in it. Nothing behind them. As I looked at it, oh no, that's not quite true. Sydney are behind them, but a long way back. Pembroke, they're going to go. The Jesus crew are still celebrating. They do deserve it here. Deep one coaching that Pembroke through home for the final day of bumps here. They're under the bridge now. It's now all between Sydney and Queens. This one's not as tight. This one is not in sight. Sydney being told there are crews on the inside by their bank party here. But it's not going to matter for them. They've got a length and a half on that Queen's crew. That one's not going to turn into anything round here. But it is an incredible row. I just can't take my eyes off Jesus. Jesus is drawing their eyes to them at the moment. They've got just applause, people gathering around them. They're on the wrong side to really get all the applause that they deserve. I'm going to walk under the bridge here just to stare at the majestic sight that is that Jesus M2 crew catching Keys M2. And I'm going to toss it back to Jack.
Thank you very much, Rahul. If anyone is down underneath the railway bridge and has either some water or some food, can we get it to Rahul? I think he may need it after that run. Well done, Rahul, for catching what was an incredible bump in the middle of this division. But what I'm going to do is give you some provisional results in this division, and then Rahul, once he's had a bit of a breather, once he's had some food and water, we'll get him to go and get the confirmed results and bring them into the studio. So, at the top of this division, Christ, M1. They've dropped out of M1 division this week, but they're going to get a chance to get back into it proper later on. They rode over today as the sandwich boat. LMBC, M2, they bumped the Fitzwilliam M1 crew, who take 2 out of 4 days this week. They have been bumped. Lady Margaret M2, they get their blades. Trinity Hall M1 and Hughes Hall M1, they look like they were good for a row over, both of those crews. Wolfston M1, they bumped Homerton M1. Wolfston M1, congratulations to them. They have got their blades. Homerton M1, they've been bumped 3 out of 4 days this year. And then what an exciting middle of the division we had. We had 6 crews tailing each other, no more than about half to a boat length away from each other. Eddie M1. They got, they managed to row over, but I'll finish off the provisional results after we've gone back to Rahul.
I've just got an interview here with the Jesus Boatman, Jesus Coach, who MC Coach, who's just seen his crew pull off an incredible row here under the railway bridge catching. How's that for you?
That felt absolutely incredible. This MC crew has been trying to bump T's M2 since their bump 2015, when we got about this close and we didn't quite pull it off. So we decided to do it this time. They are absolutely delighted. I am absolutely delighted. We're going to have a huge celebration.
And those shouts you can hear, they're coming from their W1 crew just about to repeat that miracle for Jesus. Good luck, guys. I'm going to go and get those.
Thanks very much, Rahul. So to finish off the rest of the provisional results in this division, we've got Jesus M2, they bumped Keys M2, Darwin M1, they've rode over every single day, they've been bumped today, unfortunately. They've been bumped by Corpus M1 crew, who have bumped 3 out of 4 days at this May bump 2016. Downing M2, they row over, they stay in exactly the same position. They bumped, rode over, got bumped, row over, so they'll stay in 13th in the M2 division. And then this was a big one, and it was particularly well taken at Grassy, where Clare M2, they've collected their blades. They bumped first and third M2. Massive Clare contingent down here at Grassy. Massive cheers when Clare claimed pass, particularly as Clare didn't even reach Grassy before they got that bump. Really imperious rows from them this week. They have looked incredible on the river. They were starting as a sandwich boat, and they've risen now to 14th in the division. Pembroke M2, Sydney Sussex M1, and Queens M2 to wrap up this division. They all look like they were rowing over. There was a good 2 boat lengths between all of those crews as they turned around this and into the long reach. So, yet again, what an exciting final day we are having here at May Bumps 2016, and it's all about to kick off for the final couple of times.
CAM FM 97.2. May Bumps.
M2.